Samedi prochain, même heure, même poste. Alors, nous avons un dernier appel. Et oui, allez-y vite, mon cher. Oui, allô?
Donnez à nous les données.
Lorsqu'on ne paye pas pour un produit, on est le produit. Particulièrement dans le cas de l'hébergement des courriels et des sites web où les compagnies multinationales se battent pour les profits produits par les magnifiques communications de vos organisations. Kumbit est une coopérative de travail qui essaye d'aider les petites organisations ou les particuliers à se réapproprier leurs communications par l'hébergement de courriels et de sites web ainsi que par la création de sites web. Si c'est votre désir, contactez-nous à kumbit.org ou par courriel à info@kumbit.org, kumbit.org. On n'est pas sur Facebook.
CKUT?
Yeah. Hey, yo, check this out. This is Flavor Flav, and you're listening to C... Hey, yo, check 1-2. This is Flavor Flav, Public Enemy. You're listening to K... Yo, check 1-2, this is Flavor Flav, Public Enemy, and you're listening to CKUT and the place to be from the bottom to the TOP.
Yeah, perfect, man. Thanks a lot, man. Keep doing that, real heads. Keep listening.
18 hammers falling in our lives. Lean no hammer down the ring like mine.
Yeah!
Funky Revolutions, for the fattest of the funk and other liberation musics. Saturdays, 2 to 4 p.m., pure funk and the shuffle of people marching in the streets. On CKUT, 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Everything I do gonna be funky.
Revolution, yo.
Écoute-moi, oh camarade, laisse tomber cette fille, tu m'entends. Elle va te rendre malade et tu vas souffrir longtemps. Je sais bien que tu l'aimes, tu lui as donné ton âme. Je sais bien que tu l'aimes, tu lui as donné ton âme. Mais elle ne t'a jamais mis camarade. Elle profite de toi et tu es content. Même ses paroles sont froides, tu dois les sentir pour autant. Regarde-toi bien dans la glace et réfléchis, c'est important. Tu as choisi une épine, hélas, ce n'est pas une rose de printemps. Je sais bien que tu l'aimes, tu lui as donné ton âme. Je sais bien que tu l'aimes, tu lui as donné ton âme. Ne compte plus sur ses promesses, elle t'aimera pas même à 100 ans. Elle t'a joué la double face, elle changera à chaque instant. Daniel t'a pris pour un imbécile. Mais toi tu trouves tout ça c'est bon. Ne me dis pas non, c'est inutile, car pour moi tu es un con. Je sais bien que tu l'aimes, tu lui as donné ton âme. Je sais bien que tu l'aimes, tu lui as donné ton âme. Sois un peu fier, laisse-la tranquille. Elle se moque de toi, ça se voit, non? Je te comprends, ce n'est pas facile, car où tu marches, tu crées son nom. Ce n'est pas pour tes beaux yeux au fait, si elle t'a pris le bras devant les gens. Toi tu veux jouer Roméo et Juliette, mais elle ne pense qu'à l'argent. Je sais bien que tu l'aimes, tu lui as donné ton âme. Je sais bien que tu l'aimes, tu lui as donné ton âme. Tu deviens solar à cause d'une fillette, toi qui te crois intelligent. Excusez-moi, vraiment tu es bête, ce n'est pas de ta faute, monsieur Pigeon. Je t'en prie, oh camarade, on dirait tu n'es pas là. Moi je connais ces rigolades, je suis déjà passé par là. Je sais bien que tu l'aimes, tu lui as donné ton âme. Je sais bien que tu l'aimes, tu lui as donné ton âme. Mais qui est ce camarade? Je parle seul, personne n'est là. Alors c'est moi le camarade, le pauvre con, et me voilà.
Sur les ondes du peuple, 90,3 MF à Montréal. Restez bien des nôtres avec moi-même Khalid, ces espaces du rythme international dit funky, et ces dernières des solutions que nous nommons la révolution. Une exception à la musique qu'on va écouter aujourd'hui, on aurait débuté avec le franco-algérien Mohamed Mazouni. Écoute-moi, camarade. De tels conseils qu'il aurait produits dans les années 70, tirés d'un album qui compile, en fait, rétrospectif sur sa carrière d'exilé en France, Un Dandy en exil, 1969 à 1986. Quand on s'est laissé mi-décembre, on était rendu à la septième partie de notre hommage à Lee Scratch Perry, ce Jamaïcain, producteur, réalisateur, chanteur, innovateur. Aujourd'hui, je veux accélérer le pas un peu. On était rendu à peu près 1973. Et aujourd'hui, je veux vraiment regarder cette période. Quelques-uns des musiciens tels que Junior Biles, avec qui il va collaborer après le départ de Bob Marley et les Wailers en 1972. Par-ci et par-là pour nous rendre vraiment à l'apogée de son œuvre, de sa production, avec la création du studio d'enregistrement Black Ark. On va célébrer cette musique, cette concentration, ce focus, on pourrait dire, sur la batterie et la basse. On a maintenant les trois mouvements musicaux qui l'intéressent, soit l'enregistrement des chansons, que ce soit des compositions originales ou la reprise d'un répertoire soul et rhythm and blues avec tout son impact sur la Jamaïque. Il y a la musique instrumentale, ces versions qu'il cumule, ces différentes façons d'entrevoir, d'écouter, de chanter, d'instrumentaliser un rythme. Et également, le dub vient d'être introduit avec le premier album sorti en 1973, Black Floyd Jungle. Ce mouvement dub qui aura tellement un impact sur la musique électronique dans les années à suivre. Donc les deux prochaines semaines sur les ondes du peuple, 90,3 MF, sur Funky Revolutions, les années 70, l'apogée de l'art de Lee Scratch Perry jusqu'à la destruction du studio Black Ark en 1979. Pour y arriver, on commence à la fin, 1975, la période où on va finir aujourd'hui à peu près, avec Jimmy Reilly, un proche collaborateur, un jeune réalisateur lui-même début 70, qui a quelques grandes chansons soul avec Lee Scratch Perry, incluant Woman Gotta Have Love, prix de Bobby Womack. This is the Mothership Connection, Funky Revolutions.
Scratch parody upset a take over Earth planet. Just like that. By the flick of my wrist. And the power of the mighty piss. Isis. The music is magic. And science is knowledge. So you put knowledge with magic and it works perfectly well.
Are you ready? We gonna see. shower, make it shower. If a power, make it shower. Until the midnight hour. I say it's sweet like sugar.
Playing the part of Michael Garvey, because Michael Garvey was a real prophet, not a false prophet. Because Michael, if it wasn't for Marcus Garvey, you would not have any Black Star in Jamaica. He come with the idea about 7 Mile of Black Star liner. We're talking about Black Stars. So without that line to build up Black people, there wouldn't be any Black Stars in from Jamaica. And at the time, there wouldn't be any freedom for Black people. They would be still end up as being slaves.
Babylon is another god, who, a second god, who believe in evil and slavery and using, penalizing. They want all the oil, all the vanity, all the riches and all the wealth, and they need slaves to work in, to do those jobs that they cannot do. The Babylonian system.
Get me now, now. How long will it take you to give us just a little justice?
So God takes some of us out of Africa and send us to Jamaica. And these what him take out of Africa and send to Jamaica are superstars.
I'm standing on the spot. Where they used to chant for slavery from Africa to sell to Jamaica. Where the white plantation is. But it will be no more as lightning living. A thunderbolt rolling. Time for the black man to take over. Time for the black man to drive big cars. Time for the big black man to own big ship. Time for the black man to own airplane. Time for the white man to work for the black man. A change in time, says Miracle Jesus.
Love.
Justice to the weak,
give more justice to the meek,
justice to the rich, justice to the poor, justice to the white, justice to the black, justice to the young, justice to the old. Too much confusion on this land. On my food store, eat like a monk. While the grass are growing, the horses are starving. Cost of living rising, while poverty flowing. So far gone, see.
Give no justice to the people.
Funky revolutions, funky.
Funky revolutions, funky.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Funky revolutions,
whoa,
funky.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Funky revolutions, funky. You are listening to Funky Revolutions.
We see the way.
Music, rocksteady music, ska music, calypso music, merengue music, jazz music. They don't care what the music might be, but music is the only comforter. I'm telling you the truth, man.
Mm-hmm.
you makes me feel alright. Alright now. Oh yeah. Alright now. And if you feel run down, you gotta send for me. And if you feel run down, you gotta call at me. And that makes me feel alright. I feel alright.
Alright.
I feel alright. Feel alright.
That makes me
feel alright. Alright now.
So if you want me, you gotta send for me. Or if you need me, yeah, you gotta call on me. And that makes me feel alright, alright now. That makes me feel alright now.
I said you have no coming back, 'cause we are on the track.
I said you have no coming back, 'cause we are on the track. And that makes me feel alright,
alright now.
That makes me feel alright now.
So if you want me, you gotta send for me. And if you need me, you gotta call on me.
And that makes me feel alright, alright now.
Feel alright.
That makes me feel alright, alright now. That makes me feel alright, alright now.
Feel alright.
That makes me feel alright, alright now.
Oh, I'm down.
And we do hope you feel all right. The Silvertones and Lee Scratch Perry with the Upsetters on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. This is Funky Revolutions. My name is Khalid. Last time we left each other, back in December, we were in part 7 of our tribute to Lee Scratch Perry. We continue with part 8, sitting in the mid-70s, where we left off in around 1973. I wanted to accelerate the pace, and so today's program is really dedicated to getting to know Lee Perry in what I consider to be his golden age period as we enter around 1973 to, well, the eventual destruction of Black Ark in 1979. The Silvertones feel all right. In 1972, Perry released their album Silver Bullets. And this trio that had developed with recordings with Duke Reed would move over to Perry as Rocksteady merged into reggae music. In today's program, too, several slips and snips from Lee Scratch Perry, either taken from The Upsetter, The Life and Music of Lee Scratch Perry, a documentary released in 2008, or from a CD compilation called Divine Madness, which looks at some of his interviews and snippets of interviews he did for the BBC in the 1980s. We had Lee Perry on Music is Truth, and then a couple of Upsetter Lee Perry tracks, including Wap You Wah, which was in fact an early dub of the track that preceded it called Justice to the People. And that was a track that had been reworked, and it was really, Lee Perry loved harmonies and he loved the Chillites, and it's a takeoff of, Power to the People. Before that as well, somebody I wanted to spend some time with today. When Marley and company leave in 72, Perry's looking for other major stars to record with, and he's begun working with Junior Biles. In 1972, Biles, won the Jamaican Song Festival with Da Da Da. And then we started the set with basically the period we end in around end of 1975 with Jimmy Riley and his cover of Bobby Womack's Woman Gotta Have It, a track called Women Gotta Have Love. a kind of set that gives us all of the elements that we've reached and that have been developed by Lee Scratch Perry. Stay tuned to the Mothership as we continue to explore his collaborations with various artists and the beginning of a real more dub style. By 1973, as we heard back in part 7, he released his first quote-unquote dub album called Blackboard Jungle, one of a handful of records that artists were putting out that began the rise of dub, an evolution, basically an overproduction of what had been Lee Perry's instrumental orientation and his recreation, reorganization, reconstruction, and rearrangements of these rhythms, some of them that would reappear over 12 years in his career. On CKUT 90.3 FM, we'll be back after these brief messages.
C'est maintenant le temps de prendre votre rendez-vous pour votre dose de rappel contre la COVID-19. Allez sur québec.ca/vaccin-COVID pour suivre la séquence de vaccination prévue dans votre région et prendre votre rendez-vous en ligne. Pour bien vous protéger contre la COVID-19 et ses variants, vous devez recevoir la dose de rappel et continuer de respecter la distanciation, de porter le masque et de laver vos mains. La dose de rappel, un moyen de nous protéger plus longtemps. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
You're looking for honey? Baby, don't be funny. Get up and fight for your musical right.
The Mothership Connection flies with, again, Lee Scratch Perry. An occasion to really dwindle back and forth between 1972 and 1975, as we hear some of the strong collaborations and some of the individuals of note in this period, particularly the work he did with Junior Biles from 1972 to 1975. And next week's program, really, we're going to be at the center of the back arc phase, 1975 till its destruction in 1979 by Lee Perry himself. We're going to be looking and hearing some of the classic albums that are on my shelf, including, Max Romeo in next week's program. But I wanted to really look at some of the elements. We have all of the elements now that have been developed. And in 1973, Lee Perry is completing the construction of his own studio, Black Ark. So now, all of a sudden, he has his vocal work, his instrumental work, the development of dub music as an avenue for his artistic wildness, and really the emphasis on the drum and the bass that was orienting. Lee Perry is in a sense grounded by the creation of a place of his own to make music, to welcome other producers, to produce other people's music, to give studio time. And so his fingers are all over the place and his collaborations multiply. The themes are all there. There are still covers of the soul and R&B. By this period, 1973-74, the Upsetter Sounds has incorporated a bit of a funk link, as you'll be able to hear over the course of the next couple of weeks. The instrumental work continues with the Upsetters. We're now into about the third and fourth generations. We're moving past the soul syndicates into his work with the Meditations, Gladiators, among others. People that are figured strongly in the development of his sound, it's not just him, Tommy McCook, the great Scatolites. Much of his work around arranged piano rearrangements, organ arrangements with Lee Perry helped to define the sound that was so classic emerging at this period. You have people like Augustus Pablo, who played in the Upsetters for a year, moves on to a solo career, but continues collaborating and recording wicked works with Lee Perry throughout the 70s. On CKUT 90.3 FM, if we at the end of the last set really heard an unusual version from the Silver Tones and the kinds of harmonies he was able to put together, this is probably the nicest track on the 1972 release by Lee Perry and the Silver Tones on Silver Bullets. We continue on the Mothership Connection, Funky Revolutions, our tribute to Lee Scratch Perry. Rejoice in Jah Jah Children.
Jesus went into the mountain many years ago. His disciples were there. And he began to speak with new meanings, so very loud and clear.
blessed are the merciful and the pure in heart. But there shall be no mercy for the prosecutor who floats in the dark. So let us give praise, judge and children, let their soul be free. And let us have faith, judge and children, and our conscience set us free. So when we pray, we must pray for each other. What do we need but goodness and love for all?
Say, give me power, oh yeah, to the power, oh Lord, every hour, yeah.
Crazy, yeah.
Give me power now, now, to the power, oh yeah, every hour.
Better like do, Noah, yeah. So you have to send some more power to the power every hour. Send some more Elijah to bring the power down. You got to stick around and be no clown until you want time. You got to send some more rain. You gotta send some more fire. This have to be my musical desire. You know they call me Trinity because I liquidate iniquity. Wake it up, and evil shake it up.
The sun that shines.
You know, someday you got to be mine. Shake it up and evil, break it up until you. You gotta make a move and don't be rude until you want time. It make me feel so fine until you leave it up and leave or break it up. Like now we seen some moon power to devour every hour. Send some more rain, send some more fire. This is my heart desire. Shake it up,
say, give me little power to the power. Oh yeah, every hour, yeah.
I didn't need that, I did my rock.
I give me power, yeah, to the power, every hour, yeah.
And then the hydrant in my come, so I see the data in my rock, so the hydrant in my come, so leave it up on evil, give it up until you want time, you know. Queen, yeah. Have to be on the go. You got to see, you never know. Leave it up or never give it up until you want time. Musically this so make me feel so fine, I tell you. Queen, yeah. Give me power,
give me power,
power,
yeah. To the power.
Say, yeah. Brother, say.
Say, give me power every hour. To the power, yeah.
Musical is show, why we all are till you. Queen. You got to be bold. See, never be gone. I'll tell you one time.
Lucifer, son of the morning. I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
For the people to listen to the difference. Listen to voice, listen to music, and make a choice. It's like it's a market, and the people don't know what to expect, and if you give them two different versions, they will take it. It's like you give them some rice for dinner, you don't give them rice for supper.
And chase the devil.
Bye.
So it's how you do it, you mix it, you mix the music. So this side you play rock guitar, next 4 bar you play blues, and that's how we get it. And then it's okay, the drum and bass, the foundation, sometimes take out the piano, sometimes take out the organ, sometimes take out the guitar, and let people listen more to the heartbeat and the brain. I do my music definitely have like half soundtracks. I have a cassette playing the only cymbal sometimes. As I only me and my own cymbal sound like that. But I dub the cymbal on the cassette myself. Hi-hat. Psh, psh, psh. And I have that cassette running. On the live session, that's why people want to know how we get so much track and 4 track. And if we make the cassette live while nobody's not there, and when the session start, that cassette is playing. So as the musician go on the drum, he hear what he just to play a long jam. So he's copying that. So when he done copy that, me have 2 copies, the original and his copy. So me put them 2 together and put them try equalizer.
Uh-oh, I fool you. Songs from the upsetting station. A musical injection called French Connection. A mouse for your selection. One of the best amongst the rest. Keep a walking, Sophia, keep a walking. Uh-huh. French Canisha. Musical teacher. Coming from your city teacher.
My name is take it from the rich and give it to the poor, oh yeah.
No, just coming instant manifestation, success or done. Lee Perry Pipe got Jack Stone, the man with the mirror sun in his hand. And the scepter of Judah, the lion lair, this lion heart. Straight from the jungle, black and eye, but kingly. Black heart, King Solomon, rock stone. King David fling one stone, the man who paint him life. I am black shadow, the man in the moon. Paint am I, yeah, I'm paint. Painted Africa, painted Ethiopia, painted globe, painted universe, painted equator, from the center of the earth to the pinnacle of the sky, to the edges of the universe. Words, 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 I am words. I am paint, I am art, I am stone, and I am perfect. Never tell a lie. A lie lip is abomination to the Lord God, Jehovah Jireh, Rastafari. And they that speak a lie shall perish. Now I am the black pope, the power over the white pope. I am the black king of kings and the lord of lords. The commander of all mine and all action. Action and action, Isaiah 9 is my name. Vision of a country boy near Lee Scratchbury, come from a parish near Hanover. Come to the city and quiet dreadlocks and cut down politicians with a thing called repentance is a must. Hey!
Generally love and happiness on Funky Revolutions. Lee Scratch Perry and the Upsetters with Jungle Lion, a reworking of Al Green's Love and Happiness. This is around the end of 1973, a really important year in the sense the founding of and building, in fact, of Black Ark Studios, the different branches, and finally at the end of 73, the release of Blackboard Jungle Dub. Jungle Lion also kind of followed up on a kind of trend in music, and Perry himself described it as a continuation of the ideas and bravado of one of his first hit songs, People Funny Boy. Before that, Perry himself, his name is, and many names he gave himself and had over the years. Before that, Leo Graham and the Upsetters with News Flash 1972. Leo Graham had worked with Lee Perry previously when Perry was at Duke Reed Studios. At that time, Leo Graham was part of the trio Overtakers. In 1969, Perry kind of shepherded him towards a group called The Bleachers, which he led. But by the 1970s, was recording independently with the Upsetters and Lee Scratch Perry, as in this News Flash, which kind of reflected some of the political tone the various artists that worked with Perry had in some of their music, especially talking about the beleaguered Jamaican politics and gun violence that continued into the 1970s. Before that, French Connection from Lee Perry, 1973-72, end of 72, and an important song in the sense that it was one of the first that he would record at King Tubby's studio, and they would collaborate over the years and explain some of the kind of on and off elements and records that they would put out a little later, which worked around the theme of dub. The words of Lee Scratch Perry before that, himself discussing how he recorded, duplicated, how he did these songs, catalogs, and in his recording style created various copies, eventually leading into even more creative aspects of the producer-driven music of dub music. Before that, King Iowa, Give Me Power. King Iowa, a little-known toaster from also the same period, a song by The Stingers, reproduced in his toasting style with the Upsetters. And started the set with The Silvertones, who in 1973 released Silver Bullets, one of the several albums that Perry produced and released as his relationship with Trojan begins to end in the UK. Rejoice in Jah Jah Children is what we heard, a song in fact written by Lee Perry's wife at the time, Pauline Morrison. On CKUT 90.3 FM, my name is Khalid. We'll be back after these brief messages, continuing to explore this time period leading into 1975 and the grounding that the Black Ark Studio would provide until, he destroyed it himself in 1979. This is the Mothership Connection. Fuck your revolutions.
We declare our right on this earth to be a man, to be a human being, to be respected as a human being, to be given the rights of a human being in this society, on this earth, in this day, which we intend to bring into existence by any means necessary.
Right now, not this Iowa. I man have something to say officially. This is Black Man Time.
C9.
A Black Man Time, me friend. A Fiwi Time, me friend. Black Man, know yourself. And don't fool yourself.